Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Ain't no need you try to tell on me. I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me. I know something on you. Get to show this paper sticks upside the wall. I'm going somewhere and have my ashes hauled. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you. Cause I remember last winter when the winter was cold. You was out on the corner trying to sell Jerry Roll. Now ain't no need you try to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you. Just as quiet as a lamb. I wasn't too quiet to hear my back door slam. Ain't no need you try to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me. I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me. I know something on you. I want you to tell me how come you do like you do, do, do. You know I love you, ain't done a thing to you. I don't need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you. I want it bad. You don't give it to me, you wanna make me mad. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues. And we've got two really big blues birthdays to celebrate this week, including that young lady right there, Memphis Minnie, Lizzie Douglas, born June 3rd, 1897. And one of my all-time favorite blues musicians, Memphis Minnie. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll say it every time I play Memphis Minnie on this show. Why has there not been a movie about her life yet? And if there is, tell me about it, because I haven't seen it. That right there, starting us off with a track called Ain't No Use Trying to Tell on Me. I know something on you. And again, most of Memphis Minnie's music was autobiographical, so who knows who that song was written about. But it was first recorded in 1933. That was the version you got there. Not released until a comp record in 1991. But just a great tune for Memphis Minnie. And we're going to do an entire block here. This entire first block. All songs written by the great Memphis Minnie. Including this one by a guy named Bumblebee Slim. He's going to tell you about how everybody's going fishing. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I won't
woke up this morning, I grabbed my pole. Can't catch a fish to save my soul. Everybody's fishing, yeah. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's fishing. I'm gonna fish some too. Every little fish like this bait I got. My baby home got her skillet hot. Everybody's fishing, yeah. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's fishing. I'm gonna fish some too. Everybody's fishing. If these little minnows don't leave my line alone, I can't carry no big fish back home. Everybody's fishing, yeah. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's fishing. I'm gonna fish some too. Every morning about 8:30, crowd of good-looking women stands at my gate, singing, everybody's fishing, yeah. Everybody's fishing, yeah, man. Everybody's fishing, I'm gonna fish some too. My baby, she knows what it's all about. She's standing around looking with her mouth pushed out. Everybody's fishing, yeah, man. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's fishing, I'm gonna fish some too. I like to fish in deep water. Yeah, man. Cuddle. Two little children playing in the sand. One grabbed the other one by the hand. He said, everybody's fishing. Yeah. Everybody's fishing. Everybody's fishing, I'm gonna fish some too. Old Uncle Jack, about 90 years old, got a hump in his back from can and pole. Everybody's fishing, yeah. Old Uncle Jack, he's fishing. Everybody's fishing, I'm gonna fish some too. Thank you.
Charleston. Well, dang me, Mr. Mama B. Tell I get enough. Well, I'm a bumpy gonna stay out long as my right on.
I wanna do something to you. Everything I wanna
gonna do something to you. I don't want no watch and chain. I don't want no watch and chain. I don't want nothing anymore. You got it, you can't do nothing to me. Everything, you can't do nothing to me.
Buy you a house and a home. Buy you a house and home. Buy you a house and home. Wanna do something to you. You understand? I wanna do something to you.
I don't want no house and home. I don't want no house and home.
What kind of woman is this?
I don't want nothing anymore. You got it. You can't do nothing to me. Everything, you can't do nothing to me.
Buy you a strip of land, buy you a strip of land, buy you a strip of land. I wanna do something to you. You understand? I wanna do something to you.
I don't want no strip of land. I don't want no strip of land. I don't want nothing anymore. You got it. You can't do nothing to me. Everything, you can't do nothing to me.
Buy you a diamond ring. Buy you a diamond ring. Buy you a diamond ring. I want to do something to you. You understand? I want to do something to you.
I don't want no diamond ring. I don't want no diamond ring.
What kind of woman is this?
I don't want nothing anymore. You got it. You can't do nothing for me. Everything, you can't do nothing for me.
Can I do it to you? Can I do it to you? Do anything in this world I can. I wanna do it to you. You understand? I wanna do it to you.
No, you can't do it to me. No, you can't do it to me. I don't care what anyone you do. You can't do it to me. Everything you can't do it to me.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, four phenomenal tunes written by the great Memphis Minnie, one of my all-time favorite blues musicians, including that one right there that she wrote and performed with her, at the time, husband, Kansas Joe, who was her second husband. Can I Do It For You? Kansas Joe, Memphis Minnie, released in 1930. That song would be adapted multiple times into other songs. Lonnie and Ed Young in 1960. Would re-record it as Chevrolet, which got recorded again by Taj Mahal and Foghat and a bunch of other people. But that's the original, Can I Do It For You. Before that, we gave you a track called Broken Heart, or Left Me With a Broken Heart, or You Left Me With a Broken Heart. It's been recorded all different ways. But Memphis Minnie, with Little Joe and his band, again, Kansas Joe, Broken Heart. Now, that song was first recorded in 1952, so that's a little bit later in Memphis Minnie's career. It was released in 1953. And then later that summer, July of 1953, Jimmy Rogers with his Rockin' Four would do a early R&B rock version called Left Me With a Broken Heart. That's the version we gave you right there. Before that, we gave you a track called Bumblebee or Bumblebee Blues, originally recorded by Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe in 1930. Memphis Minnie would record it on her own in 1930. We gave you the version from Johnny Shines that he did in 1972. And a lot of people have recorded that song. Tampa Red, Big Mama Thornton, Honey Boy Edwards, lots of people have recorded Bumblebee or Bumblebee Blues. And start off the block, Fishing Blues or Everybody's Fishing. Memphis Minnie would record that in 1932. Bumblebee Slim would record his version in 1935 with the great Leroy Carr on piano on that track. Phenomenal stuff. Memphis Minnie, just icon, absolute icon of the blues. Born Lizzie Douglas, June 3rd, 1897 in Tunica County, Mississippi. And I mentioned at the top of the show that we actually had two big blues birthdays to celebrate this week. I actually had like four. I had to cut it down. A lot of blues musicians born early June. But another big one is Skip James. Nehemiah Curtis Skip James, born June 9th, 1902 in Bentonia, Mississippi. And of course, Skip James recorded a bunch of tracks in the 1920s and 30s and then vanished. One of these blues musicians who just kind of disappeared. He was assumed dead at one point, but was rediscovered in 1964, I believe the same year as Sunhouse. And really the rediscovery of Sunhouse and Skip James is what kind of jump-started the blues revival here in the States in the mid to late 1960s. So let's give you a bunch of tracks written by the great Skip James, including this one that he is performing himself. Be ready when he comes. Frank Side of the Tracks.
Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon. Jesus is coming to this world again, coming to judge the hearts of men. Don't let him catch your heart filled with sin. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he come, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he come. Be ready when he come. Be ready when he come, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon. Don't let him catch you like he done before. Skipping and dancing on the ballroom floor, raising a diamond everywhere you go. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon. Don't you let him catch you like he done before. Skipping and dancing on the ballroom floor, raising a sermon everywhere you go. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon. Jesus is coming to this world again, coming to judge the hearts of men. Don't let him catch your heart filled with sin, as he's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes, oh Lord. He's coming again so soon.
My cherry bone better than I love myself. I love my cherry bone better than I love myself. And my cherry bone quit me, I didn't want nobody else. When my cherry ball quit me, she quit me in a nice quiet way. When my cherry ball quit me, she quit me in a nice quiet way. I wouldn't mind it so bad, but she taking my whole payday. My cherry ball, she left me standing in the back bag do crying. My cherry boy, she left me standing in the bag do crying. Saying you got it home, daddy. Ooh, every long as I got mine. Cherry boy, she's sweet, sweet as she can be. My cherry boy, she's sweet, sweet as she can be. Ain't but one thing I hope, my cherry boy come back to me. Take care of my cherry boy. If I don't take care of myself, I take care of my cherry boy. If I don't take care of myself, and the reason why I do it, I don't wanna have nobody real.
I'm so glad. so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
All right, Skip, wherever you are, this one's for you.
side of the tracks, and there you go. Four tracks written by the great Skip James, who, of course, is a hugely influential blues musician. And you just heard it right there with two artists covering his tracks. Bonnie Raitt doing a track called Devil Got My Woman, which has been recorded by a lot of people. Skip James first released it in 1931. That's a version from Bonnie Raitt from, I believe, 2003. And then before that, we gave you a track called I'm So Glad that Skip James released, also in 1931. Cream would do that version in 1966. Of course, Cream, one of the many bands, especially in England, who got on that blues revival train real fast, especially Eric Clapton. And they would cover a lot of blues musicians, especially Eric Clapton, over his career. And Deep Purple, by the way, also does a version of that song from 1968. Before that, we gave you a track called Cherry Ball Blues, Skip James released in 1931. Johnny Temple, who ran with Skip James back in the day, would do his version in 1939, just simply called Cherry Ball. And starting off the block was Skip James himself from 1931. Be Ready When He Comes. Skip James, one of many blues musicians who would record several gospel-themed tunes. And Skip James, born June 9th, 1902, in Bentonia, Mississippi. All right. So let's go down a little rabbit hole here. This is one of these rabbit hole blocks that I like to do, where just one song led to another song. There's really no rhyme or reason to it, except for the fact that they were all released in the general 5 or 6 year span in the late 60s and early 70s. Well, let's start you off with Connie Smith, a song written by Bill Anderson. This is Nobody But a Fool Would Love You. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
That made me trust you like I did. Stars got in my eyes, or either rocks got in my head. All I knew was your two lips kissed me heavenly. Till yesterday those tender lips kissed goodbye to me.
The bottle. To me, it will all taste the same. Down the hatch, cause my throat's open throttle. My heart is pumping sorrow through my veins. I could drink to the times when I was happy. But here's a toast to my misery. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, oh bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, I wonder who's kissing her now. My life I'll have to remodel and learn to live without her somehow. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me.
What kind of key do I need to get in? I'd try anything from solid gold to sin. What locks the door to the world you're living in? With a dream that's gone, you can't find love that will last in your world alone. A hurt so tall has built a wall where faith begins. Oh, what locks the door to the world you're living in? What locks the door to the world you're living in? What kind of key do I need to get in? Sin. What locks the door to the world you're living in?
His right now. Yes, I know I love him right, 'cause I know how. Yeah, I know how. he needs holding. And I know how to kiss him when he needs kissing. I understand his every wish, and his every wish is mine. Yes, he knows I love to love him, and I know how, yeah, I know how. Every wish is mine. Yes, he knows I love to love him, and I know how, yeah, I know how. You better believe I know how.
She ponders the mysteries of the universe and fills my head with prose and verse. The beads she wears do please my eyes, as well as her long straight hair. But the things she says are alien too. Tennessee Square. Soft, sweet lips reflect the sounds of Dylan and Thoreau and the underground. Her silken beauty pleases me, as well as her long straight hair. With love in his heart and his mind confused,
side of the tracks. And there you go, five tunes from the late 60s, early 70s. And again, this was just kind of a rabbit hole block of music, and that's how we come off with that tune from Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers, California Girl, name of that tune, single they released in 1969. Modest success on the country charts, which is funny because it doesn't really sound too much like a country song, at least not from that era. But Tom Paul Glazer and Glazer Brothers never sounded like anybody else, so that makes sense. Before that, Loretta Lynn with a song that she wrote called I Know How, released as a single in February of 1970, and that single went to number 4 on the country charts in 1970 for Loretta Lynn. Before that, a track by a guy named Jack Green, What Locks the Door. That's the title track off a record he put out in 1967. And before that, we gave you Hank Thompson, On Tap, In the Can, or In the Bottle, which he was singing about beer. But if you change it to On Tap in a Fountain, In the Can, or In the Bottle, I could be singing that about Coca-Cola. Hank Thompson, that comes from an album of the same name released in 1968. And that was a pretty solid hit for Hank Thompson, a track that he wrote. And starting off the block, Nobody But a Fool Would Love You, written by Bill Anderson, who has written a lot of great country songs over the years. Released as a single by Connie Smith in January of 1966. And that track would be a top five hit for Connie Smith as well. So there you go. All right, time for us to finish off now, the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. And he's got an album celebrating an anniversary this week. It's one of my favorite Willie Nelson albums of the last 30 or so years. It might be my favorite album of the last 30 or so years, in all honesty. Released June 4th, 1996. He put out an album called Spirit. And I love this record because during this era of Willie's career, namely the 90s and into the early 2000s, he worked with a lot of producers who were trying to just overproduce his music and put their own stamp on it. And it sometimes worked and more often did not, in my opinion. But this record was just stripped down as bare as you can get. Only four people appear on this record. Willie Nelson, obviously, on vocals and guitar. Sister Bobby on piano. The great Johnny Gimble on fiddle. And the great Jody Payne on backing guitar and vocals. And that is it. And what you have are some beautiful, beautiful renditions of some classic Willie Nelson songs. And we're going to give you one of those right now. This is a track that has been recorded multiple times by Willie and other people, Leon Russell, namely. It's a track called I Guess I've Come to Live Here in Your Eyes. And again, this is off the Spirit album from 1996. This is Willie Nelson. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
I guess I've come to live here in your eyes. This must be the place called paradise. You are so precious to me. What a special time within our lives. And I guess I've come to live here in your eyes. A thousand times I see you, and a thousand times you take my breath away. And fears and doubts consume me, and I'm afraid someone will take it all away. I hope I'm here forever, but I think it's time that we both realize that I guess I've come to live here in your eyes. Thank you. times I see you, and a thousand times you take my breath away. Fears and doubts consume me, I'm afraid someone will take it all away. Well, I hope I'm here forever, but I think it's time that we both realize that I guess I've come to live here in your eyes. I guess I've come to live here in your eyes.